Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week's Heartbeat starts off by you talking about the disciples in a boat and they're struggling against the wind. They're struggling to keep it together. And then they see Jesus come past them walking on the water.
Yep.
And what you pointed out, which I did think was interesting, was you said that when Jesus was walking on the water, the verse says he intended to pass them by.
He wasn't going to stop.
No, I find that very interesting. Maybe I haven't noticed that before.
But what I find interesting is he saw them from the land, saw they were struggling and went out to them, but he intended to pass them by. Why was he doing that? I think it was to see, would they cry out for help? Do they really need me?
Like a parent.
Would you just keep struggling?
Like you do with sometimes your child. You can see that they're struggling, but you kind of come close, but you don't necessarily offer to help yet because you want to see either if they can do it or if they ask you for help.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe like that. But yeah, that he was out there, but he intended to pass them by. Like I just wrote the question, what was Jesus doing? Like what? And then I like how you said he revealed to the disciples a different Jesus. So they'd seen him healing. They'd seen him challenge laws. They'd seen him
teaching
with authority. They'd seen him love and compassion. And this is Jesus, I suppose, walking on water. I almost think, well, that's a very godly facet. That's the divine element of being able to walk on water. Something that
we have imagined that if we hadn't known the story of Jesus walking on the water?
No, maybe not.
No, it wouldn't even cross my mind that Jesus walks on water. And so it didn't for them.
Yeah. And then the next verse it says they thought it was a ghost, which you were saying, well, so they didn't even recognize
that it was Jesus.
And I like that you then, or you challenged me by asking the question, have you ever had a situation in your life, or have you ever had Jesus, come into your life,
and you but you didn't recognize him? Yep.
Until you called out for help.
Yep.
And how often do we have situations in our lives where Jesus is probably in the room with us with something we're going through, but we don't recognize him? And he's right there, but he's just waiting. Because he wants us to cry out and he's there because he wants to. Like we talked about last week with Jesus wants to find the one. It's because his love for us is so great. He wants to be there for us.
But he allows free choice. So if we don't freely seek him, freely call to him, freely talk to him, freely have that relationship with him, he'll be waiting there. He's ready, but he waits.
And then when he gets into the boat with the disciples, he says, take heart.
Have courage. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. He's like, it is you. It's me.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
So when we cry out to God, God straight away says, well, take heart.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
But how often do we do it? I can only speak for myself. I do something in my own strength rather than cry out to God. Or I think what I do though is actually I'll do it in my own strength. I'll cry out just a little bit, but I'll keep doing it in my own strength.
Yes.
Do you know? So like I've kind of almost, I will hedge my bets and I'll do it in my own strength, but I'll also call out to God. So there's not really that full surrender.
Letting go to him.
To him because I've still kept that control. And you share that, like you say, we could ask God, Lord, would you show me your face? Would you show me your loving kindness? Would you show me your gift of forgiveness? And they're the kind of things we could ask depending on what the situation is. that we're going through.
Yeah. Sometimes we don't recognize Jesus in our life, but we recognize the struggle.
Mm.
The disciples saw the wind.
Yeah.
Saw the wind was against them. Saw they were straining with the oars, with their strength and muscles and, oh, my goodness, with their ability. So they saw those, but they didn't see Jesus.
Mm.
And Jesus has the total solution in all things.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're so much in the middle of the muck of the mess of the struggle, we don't even see Jesus just waiting there. Mm. And it's going, though, while I'm in the mess, looking up, going, Lord, would you come to me in my mess, in the need that I have? I need right now, I need stronger muscles.
Mm.
You know, if the wind isn't going to die down, then I need the strength to keep going. You know, if the cancer isn't going to go away, then I need the strength to persevere, to stay positive and a positive attitude.
Because
I know I've still got eternal life, even if my life, my body life is going. You know, I'm you're calling me home. So while I'm being called home on this time that I still have here, show me, Lord, how I can live the best life I can, how I can love my friends and family. You know, because God doesn't always take everything away that we're still struggling in, but he says, don't be afraid, I'm with you. And he steps into the boat, into our lives with us.
And so in those moments we can pray that he would come into those situations in the middle of where we are.
Yes, in the mess.
And that he would show us his grace. And that really is, at this time of year, Jesus wants to show us his love and his grace abounding for us as we see him dying on the cross. And he wants us to call to him.
Well, he's got ready and waiting for us this eternal life to give to us.
Mm.
When he died, he knew in 3 days he was rising again. He kept telling, the disciples, he kept telling the followers, and they must have, they didn't get it till after he'd risen again, and they went, oh, duh.
Mm.
Look what he kept telling us, I will rise again on the third day.
Mm.
They didn't get it because it never been done before. Jesus, our God, had never come down to save us before.
Yeah.
But now that we know it, then the reward is available for us. So we're stupid if we don't accept it.
Mm.
He's offering it to us.
Mm.
So in the frailty of our human life, Lord, I am frail. I get stuck in the mess. Come to me.
Mm.
Show me the eternity that you have for me. Help me live with that, you know, in mind, that's my goal, to come to you one day and live forever with you in heaven. But while I'm here in the muck of the mess, be with me.
At the end of your heartbeat, you asked a question, do you see Jesus in your life right now? And I think it's something we can all ask ourselves individually, and only each of us can answer it, to think, so in the situations, in the mess that I might be in right now, the middle of whatever situation you're in, do I see Jesus in it right now? And if we don't, maybe it's because we haven't cried out.
We haven't invited him in.
Asked him to come. So I think that's the weekly challenge for this week, that whatever situation you're going through, is to ask Jesus to reveal himself to you, to cry out so that he can come and say, take heart, it's me, I'm here with you.
Don't be afraid. Yeah.
So we hope that has really blessed you this week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everybody.